just can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone.
Gospel music has evolved over time, but its heart stays true. It still has an unmatched power to strike the deepest chord in all of us, touching people of all faiths and of no faith.
The Gospel Chime Hour, every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on KGNU, your community radio station.
The gospel songs are the songs of hope. Hope that in lifting our voices together, we too might one day reach the promised land.
Support comes from BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org, reminding the community that health plan open enrollment is currently ongoing. Boulder County Health Coverage guides are available to help protect yourself and your family. Appointments can be scheduled on Saturday, November 16th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the St. Vrain Community Hub, 1515 Kaufman Street in Longmont. More information is available at BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org. Support comes from No Credits Productions featuring Destination Freedom, a radio drama series presenting Enrique's Journey, Part 1 and 2, based on the novel by Sonia Nazario, adapted by Anthony J. Garcia. Part 1 will take place on November 5th and will feature musical guest Sudaka Project, a Latin American acoustic band. Part 2 will take place on November 12th, featuring musical guest Los Mocochetes. Both performances will be held at the Dairy Arts Center and will be followed by a community conversation. Tickets and information available at thedairy.org.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we get an opportunity to do something that I only get a chance to do about once every 6 or 7 years. And that's to present a Halloween ragtime program. So here comes a ragtime Halloween story. And here is the story. It's Halloween and the witching hour is fast approaching. We'll decorate the house with corn shucks and some pumpkins carved into jack-o'-lanterns because it will soon be dark and time for haunting. Then the doorbell will ring and we will see dancing ghosts, voodoo queens, black cats, witches, skeletons, and other devilish spooky spooks. All of this will give us a creepy feeling, but we'll give them candy, all the candy, when they cry trick-or-treat. Later on, it will become quiet like a graveyard as all the little goblins go home to enjoy their treats. Well, buried in that little paragraph are the titles of 15 rags. And so we'll start right off with one written by Abe Ullman in 1911 called Halloween. And here is Tex Windham. Thank you. Okay, it's Halloween and the witching hour is fast approaching. Here is a tune played by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, written by Charles Grant in 1915, The Witching Hour. The Witching Hour, yes. We'll decorate the house with corn shucks and some pumpkins carved into jack-o'-lanterns. So here is Corn Shucks, a tune written in 1908 by Ed Kuhn, and here is Tom Breyer. Okay, we had Corn Shucks. Now we're going to have Some Pumpkins. Also written by Ed Kuhn, same year, 1908. Here is the Etc. String Band from an old piece of vinyl. All right, the Etc. String Band and Some Pumpkins. And now on to a piece called Jack-O-Lantern, written by Dave Dolwitz, our Australia ragtime friend, and played by another Australian, Mr. Graham Coyle. Well, phooey, I managed to get the wrong one queued up. So, please hold. Okay, we'll move into the Haunting Rag by Julius Lenzberg. And here are two guitarists from Denmark. Let me get their names here. Well, I don't have them. I have last names, Razkowski and Thompson Guitar Duo. So here they are. Okay, the Danish guitar duo and Haunting Rag. Now let's go backwards, because we were supposed to play Jack-O-Lantern right before that. That's on an old piece of LP, and I was having a difficult time seeing, getting the needle into the track, but we finally, I think, succeeded. So here we go. Thank you. All right. That was Jack-O-Lantern. And now, the doorbell will ring, and we'll see dancing ghosts, voodoo queens, black cats, witches, skeletons, and other devilishly spooky spooks. So we've got quite a list to go through here. We'll start with dancing ghosts. In this case, it's called Ghost Dance by Cora Salisbury. Here is the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Okay, now it's time for Voodoo Queens. And here is a piece by Matthew Davidson and Donald Ashwander called Voodoo Queen, 1992. And here's Matthew Davidson to play it for us. Thank you.
Support comes from Destination Freedom, a drama series presenting Enrique's Journey Part 2, based on the novel by Sonia Nazario with musical guests Los Mocochetes, taking place November 12th, live from the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder. Tickets and information available at thedairy.org.
Okay, well, we're going through our list of doorbell ringers here on Halloween, and we come to black cats. Little kids looking like black cats. Here's the Black Cat Rag, written by Wooster and Smith from 1905. Here's the American Ragtime Ensemble. Black cat at the door there. Now how about a witch at the door? Here is Greenwich Witch by Zez Confrey. And here is Artis Wodehouse.
Thank you.
Okay, following witches, we'll have skeletons knocking at the front door. Here's The Skeleton Rag by Percy Wenrich from 1911, and here's Colorado's own Dick Kreckel. Yeah. All right, skeletons. How about devilish spooky spooks? Well, we'll play two back-to-back here. One is called The Devilish Rag by Lou Roberts. John Weaver III will play that. And the other is called Spooky Spooks by Howard Dalton and Paul Price Orchestra will play that. Let's start with John Weaver. Thank you. Well, all those folks at the door, their little spooky spooks, will give us a creepy feeling. Here's Butch Thompson playing the Jelly Roll Morton tune, Creepy Feeling. To fade this out because it's a pretty long one here, because we've got two more that we want to get in tonight to finish our ragtime Halloween story. So all these little folks coming to the door, but we'll give them all the candy when they cry trick-or-treat. And here is a piece by E. Harry Kelly from 1907 called All the Candy, and here is the duo of Glenn Jenks and Dan Grinstead.
Thank you.
Well, later on it will become quiet like a graveyard because all the little goblins have gone home to enjoy their treats. So we'll close with The Graveyard Blues by Clarence Woods from 1916. Bo Grumpus will be bringing it to us. We'll get in as much as we can. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us this evening as we did a ragtime Halloween story. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. And we'll, if you tune in next week, we'll be part two of the complete works of Scott Joplin, so you won't want to miss that either. Okay, here is Bo Grumpus. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
We just love finding out when our listeners help a tow driver feel like a sidekick to a real hero. That's right. KGNU believes that every supporter is a hero to this station. And our vehicle donors? Wow, I mean, who would give a perfectly good car to support programming that matters? An incredible human being. That's who. To donate your vehicle to KGNU, go to kgnu.org. It's easy, free, and heroic.
Support comes from First Bite, Boulder County's Restaurant Week, taking place November 8th through the 16th. More information at firstbiteboulder.com.
You're listening to Swing Shift, Roger Harris sitting in tonight. Got a lineup of Halloween big band songs, but first of all, kick off the show with my usual tune that I have adopted as the intro tune for this program. It's a number called Swing Shift, and it is a short little number by the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. An all-girl big band from the 40s.
Thank you. and stormy night. Not a star was in sight. In a graveyard by a church way up on the hill. Well, the ghosts come out to play. Then I thought I heard one say, I've got you, I'll keep you, I always will.
Now I've got you where I want you, I'm gonna keep you where I've got you. For you, the one that shot my great-grandpa. Now I told you I would get you. Now if I saw you, now I've got you. For you, the one that stole my great-grandpa.
That old tomcat started a fight, and this is the way it all did sound to me.
Oh boy.
Now you know I couldn't stand there. I didn't like them cats. You should know that. And I didn't like them ghosts either, so I looked down to my feet and I said, Pete, now come on and do your duty and carry me home. When that old ghost looked up to me and said,
I've got you where I want you. I'm gonna keep you where I've got you. For you, the one that shot my